Well, I think it's significant principally because it illustrates how the church needs to speak with a united voice on a question of the common good. This isn't a question of religious practice. This isn't a question of religion taking over politics. It's a question of Christians, those with a formed Christian conscience, influencing the direction of society in favor of justice and the common good.
Now, when it comes to influence, the church here in Italy has played a fairly high-profile role with its call for a boycott of this referendum, and even Pope Benedict has given his backing to the bishop's stand, hasn't he?
Absolutely. And as I say, this is something that deals not with religious practice, but it is an instance where religious faith, with the morality that we receive from the church, which backs up the morality of natural law, must influence the direction that society is to take. The idea here is that those of us with a formed Christian conscience that are looking out for the good of the human person, especially those too defenseless to speak for themselves, they need the backing of those of us who are able to vote, those of us who are able to speak out on their behalf.